Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Kick it!
Was so heavy in like 1990 or whenever it came out. What year did this come out? 89, 90?
This was like an 8th grade dance banger.
86.
Wow. This was like, holy shit. The kids are coming. They're going to be violent. Put away the fine china. The fucking Beastie Boys are here. What? The original Wigger. Wiggers to this day are still sort of the most terrifying. You gotta fight. They're scary. They're a scary bunch because they have something to prove.
Well, it depends if it's just Wiggers together, like just a group of white guys trying to act black. I'm not as afraid of, as opposed to one white guy in a group of black people.
Or as opposed to just one black guy.
I don't see Wiggers in groups too much anymore, though.
No, they've
they keep them separated.
The Wigger is it is sort of you know why? Because I think it's cultural appropriation that has become a term and become a thing. And it's like, it's just a little bit more in people's minds. So the people are a little bit more like, that's not going to be the style that I choose.
Yeah.
It was Dave always Smith a used to be a wigger.
I think it's my age, though. Because I think, like, I see him on the road, like, if I'm doing, like, shows in, like, weird places like Ohio or Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And there's usually, like, one who's attached to a white girl who's trying. I think she might have kids with him.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get this guy to grow up. But he's just...
Yeah.
Kind of girl that wore pajama pants to high school.
I feel like Shannon's that girl.
No,
Shannon doesn't like
Wiggers. No, Shannon definitely.
No, but Shannon, you didn't wear pajama pants to high school?
Never.
Scratching really? People. Nope. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Walk the track for an hour and a half smoking cigarettes.
That was the type of chick.
Yeah.
That was the type of chick. You can't even put your finger on what that chick was, but that was a specific brand of chick in high school. The chick would wear pajama pants.
Yep. Ponytail holder, always on her wrist.
Smoking Marlboro Cool 100s.
Yeah. Hair was always wet every morning.
Yes.
Whenever she fought, a titty would pop out. Like that was the best. In middle school, girl fight, that was like your first exposure to live titty.
Now, when you think back to that.
Yeah.
Are you a pedophile? Because you're imagining it now. You're imagining a child titty. Look, right
Damn
there.
It.
There it is.
Damn it.
Right.
I got it. I'm out of here.
Because that was a nice, healthy...
Are you shunning it from your mind? Shun it from your mind.
I'm out. I'm done, yeah.
No, because you're 16 in your head still.
But hold on, wait.
In middle school?
But that girl... is that wrong? Because that girl was in her prime.
What?
That girl was... Like, that girl that we're describing, she's a fucking pig at Walmart right now.
What?
Like, those girls...
Oh, okay. Okay. I get what you're saying.
Right.
I'm thinking of a girl from my high school who didn't age because she was murdered. That girl, literally, that girl was murdered in my high school.
Yeah, you're right about that because prime is the wrong word. But yeah, I guess that is the best years of that girl's life.
Yeah.
Middle school is because it's going to go downhill. She's dropping out soon.
She's going to get pregnant.
She's going to get pregnant
and
soon.
She's putting on weight every year.
Well, once they have that first baby, it's the body's gone because they were never really exercising. They were just naturally like in shape and attractive. And then you get the first kid and they're done with
it. If you want your girl, because my son's mother, I got to give her credit on this because she was obsessed with making sure she maintained like a nice body after she had the kid. So the way it works is if your chick is pregnant, okay, or if you're going to get your chick pregnant, she has to exercise throughout the pregnancy, the whole time. She's got to exercise. She's got to do also prenatal Pilates, okay? Oh. The way it works is you could even probably pull up an image or a video of how what happens to the abdomen in the womb when the baby grows. What happens is your abs, they split and they lie along the sides of the womb. Okay, so the abs are actually the abdominal muscles. Yeah, so it opens up and then boom, okay. comes out. And what happens is if women don't, if they're not exercising their core the entire time, it's just a fucking floppy, disgusting mess. They're never getting it back. It's just not going to happen. But damn. If they exercise their core the entire time, they spend the entire time really caring about that, it keeps it very strong and it pulls right back in. My son's mother, no stretch marks, no nothing.
Now this, I remember I met her.
I bet you did.
No, she did headshots for me. She did headshots for me. She did headshots for me.
I bet you did your fucking head shot.
Now this may sound ignorant, but if a pregnant woman does sit-ups, can the baby explode in her stomach?
I don't think she can do sit-ups though.
But like, can't, like, if you like, if you're working your core, can it cause damage to the?
You know what you know what's not good for it? That old timey rubber bandy thing that they put on your stomach. They used to do that.
The baby comes out, just shaking.
It just comes out. It's fucking Dinty Moore stew.
Parkinson's.
She just shits out a fucking batch of stew out of her gun.
Dog's got like, the baby's got pug eyes. Just off to the sides.
Now look, as my producers in the moment, instead of yawning in the booth, Harrington, it's the last time you're on the show. Never, I'm making eye contact with somebody yawning during my fucking show. But instead, like in the moment, he should be pulling up a gif of the fucking, you know, the that old timey exercise.
Yeah, what
thing.
Was the name of that thing?
I don't know, but just fucking
do it.
Exercise
thingy.
Yeah. Just old timey exercise stomach band thingy. If you type that in, I guarantee you those words, old timey exercise stomach band thingy.
Thingy.
Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Type it in. Old timey exercise
stomach band thingy. Also write it down for the title of the show.
Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Oh, really? Did it come up with old timey exercise stomach band thingy? What did I tell you?
And it's Abby Rosenfeld.
Absolutely perfect.
Oh, you can use it on everything.
God damn it. I need another coffee now, Harrington, you fucking bitch. My coffee is ruined because of Harrington's insubordination.
He got a pen in your coffee.
I know. A pen and it bounced into his coffee.
It was it was nearly crazy. Impossible. I couldn't recreate that if I tried 1,000
times.
Can
we run it back? I missed it.
The old timey exercise stomach band thingy.
The pen and the coffee.
Old timey exercise.
That's gonna replace the water
stomach
bottle
band thingy.
Old timey exercise.
That's a fun. That's like fun staccato. Old timey exercise stomach band thingy.
That's gonna be stuck
old-timey
in my head.
Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Give me a beat. Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Wall place. Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. 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 How long do you think it's gonna take them to get into that thing? Old timey.
You can tell we're doing the show an hour early.
Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. I got a note.
How are we already out of stuff?
There's
to
a
talk
note.
About.
I have stuff to talk about.
You got one thing written.
Hold on. Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Now bring up the guy shaking. Not even the fucking bitch. I want to see video. At the same time, you fucking twit. Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. What? Old timey exercise stomach band thingy. Where's the thingy? Where's the thingy? I hate you, Harrington. It's just, I don't even know what to do here. Because I know if I had another two me's in the booth, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it would just be us raping each other.
Not saying I don't appreciate what Harrington does for us.
No, I don't.
We're doing one of my shows. Doing one of my shows the other day.
Is that a butt?
And it was called Dolls. And it's about a little girl named Judy, and they give her a doll named Punch. You know, like Punch and Judy.
Yeah.
An hour and a half into the movie, Harrington goes on the speaker and goes, fun fact, they're actually named Punch and Judy, like the old time dolls. I wanted him to explode and see all of his insides across the glass.
Well, I don't know if you spotted the hoodie that Harrington was wearing when you came in. It's got a nice Lion King hoodie on.
Yeah, can we get that on camera?
He's a grown.
Yeah, I don't mind.
There's a great story behind it that he went out Black Friday shopping to get this.
Really?
Yeah, he was pushing over kids who wanted the hoodie. He's sick. He's
that's
sick
most,
in his head.
That's the most African he could come up with. Lion King.
Oh, man.
Look, we have an amazing show planned today. I mean, we have one note.
And let me check my note.
I have other notes too, so don't fucking act like I don't. Okay, it's an early show today. Usually we do 11 a.m., 10 a.m. today. I'm going to get my passport renewed right now. Dear God, please let it work.
Why are you? Passport? Does this mean Kim is dead and you have to flee the country? Kim, what's happening?
I killed Kim, guys. Okay. No. No, thank you, Harrington. Appreciate it. Here, take this pen. Ink is leaking into it.
Yeah, is there a way, do you reach a certain level where you don't have to go to the place to renew that? Like, I just had to get my driver's license done. My birthday was Sunday, and it...
Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
You got it.
Happy birthday to you.
I did Knitting Factory Sunday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Old time exercise, stomach band thingy.
Happy birthday to you. There you go, Shannon. Happy birthday. It's better to ask for forgiveness than for permission, Shannon. Just jump in, babies. We got a whole production team in the booth.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was one of the most uncomfortable moments because Lewis is like looking me right in the eyes as he was singing happy birthday to me.
Black happy birthday.
Blacky birthday. I love that song.
But
Blacky
I did...
My favorite song.
That really should be a guy in an 80s metal band.
Blacky Birthday. Blacky Birthday. Blacky Birthday? He played guitar for Gwar.
Yeah. Oh, the third guitar is from Rat. Blacky Birthday. Yeah, Ralph comes in. You guys know Blacky Birthday?
So wait, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, my friends surprised me that after my set, they came on stage with a cake and sang that. Oh. But the room.
Red Velvet?
Yeah, oh my God. I just finished that yesterday too. It scared the shit out of me. I just took a shit and it was red. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? But I forgot I had Red Velvet Cake.
Mm.
But that room was confused when that song came on. They had no idea what the fuck was going on.
They don't know. People don't know Blacky Birthday.
Yeah. Especially not that Williamsburg crowd.
Yeah. They're like, what? What's going on? We love black people. What is this? They didn't understand.
Everyone's just watching your lips to see the words like, happy birthday. Yep. Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
Everyone just watches his lips anyway.
Do you think regular happy birthday is... do you think happy birthday is supposed to be that and white people just have so little rhythm that that's the way they sing it?
We just messed it up.
You just messed it up. Now it's like, happy birthday. Like, all right, white people, just enjoy it.
Well, the white version definitely
is the Godfrey Hour, guys. This is the Godfrey podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. White people, you dumb.
That's what happy birthday sounds like when both your parents are there to sing it.
Sad, yeah. I should have got a divorce years ago.
So, what was your birthday? What did you do for your birthday besides that? You did a show?
Yeah, I was on the road. I was in Wilkes-Barre Friday, Scranton Saturday, and then back here in New York on Sunday.
There you go. So. There you go. You're not working out anymore?
Yeah, why you say
just
that?
Kidding. Oh, I'm just fucking with you. You were doing Jeff's Sides.
I'm switching back to that next week. So.
I just switched over to Body Beast.
Yeah.
I'm on Body Beast now, and I'm feeling good. I'm looking good. I'm down probably 10 pounds since I started my program.
Really?
Here's my problem, though. Last night I had two pieces of chocolate.
I was going to say, and... I'm your friend, but a little puffy in the face this morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That has nothing to do with being hit in the face? No, leftover puff?
That's just me being a fucking warrior. So,
yeah.
You know.
Did you mean you dropped a dumbbell? Or...
No, I headbutted a guy's knee. I was like, dish.
Attaboy.
He looked into a glory hole. Hello, who's on the other side?
You know what I love about, like, I've never seen a real glory hole, but I love the videos where there's tape around the hole, and you know that was an after product of someone like cutting their dick.
Somebody fucking chafed up their dick. They're like, dude, we need a softer surface. I get that completely.
Yeah,
you know, they should make glory hole stoppers. You know what I'm saying? Where I can be the first person to manufacture that, where it actually
with the Gas Digital logo.
Hell yeah, yeah, dude! Where it's a piece of rubber that fits into the glory hole. Okay, and you have different sizes for different dicks, different neighborhoods.
Are
you talking about the plug it back up, bro?
Yeah, it's a plastic piece or a rubber piece. It's basically what they're making with tape.
But just to smooth it out.
Oh, look, they make these. See?
Oh, is he filling a hole?
They make them for wiring already.
As seen on TV.
You can just get them currently for wiring. We have them in the old table. You know what I'm saying? Where they go through.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the little,
It's a little rubber thing, man. You don't hurt your dick. I like it. You've never seen a glory hole?
In person? No.
I've never seen a glory hole in person.
It wasn't a glory.
I wasn't looking.
Just minding my business. Oh,
it's hard to look through your butt, right?
Back towards hungrily.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I one time when I was younger, I sucked a guy's dick. It was fucking hot.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do that. I was in Spring Valley, New York, and there was a sex shop, and I went with my friends. I went with these chicks, Liz Green, Gloria Brazzano.
Last names.
Wow. Yeah, these older chicks. They're fine. They're. You can say last names, right?
Yeah, you can.
But I mean, if you just say somebody, this is what I always get worried about, because sometimes I'll be talking about somebody from the past, and then I'll say their last name, and then like, you know, I can't get in trouble for just saying somebody's name on a podcast, right?
Probably.
Why can you?
If it's a slander, like the ones we described earlier that peaked in middle school, I'm sure they're happy to hear. Oh, he mentioned me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Can you get in trouble? You have to be able to just say somebody's name on a podcast.
I don't know if you can implicate people in anything illegal, but just saying their name is fine.
Okay.
You've already said too much.
All right, well, you know what? I got to be honest with you. When me and Mikey Hickey raped those girls in seventh grade, it was his idea. So, whatever. I'm sorry, Mikey Hickey. That might bring some heat to you in your life.
It was his idea.
But I wasn't kidding. That happened. And I have to live with it, and now Mikey Hickey has to live with it.
All right. Well.
There's no Mikey Hickey.
All right.
It was just you the whole time.
But I'm not that creative because I have a friend named Mikey.
Like Fight Club.
It was just me. And my made-up alter ego, Mikey Hickey.
Both of them, Mikey Hickey.
We fought for dibs.
Oh, just a poor girl tied up and was punching himself in the face. I give him one. No, I give him one. Play him.
Shit.
But you could pass a lie detector test if you believe it that way, right? Like, her testimony means nothing. Do they still do those lie detectors?
People can beat them pretty easily.
Can they?
Yeah, like Dave said.
Women, and then you don't have to take the lie detector.
Oh, yeah. They're weak. Very low muscle tone. Listen.
Wait, what about the glory hole?
Oh, yeah. So none of this ever happened. I made it.
Now I think you're safe. If you say it's like parody or something.
It's a fun story.
It's a fun story. It all happened. No, it doesn't matter. It was Liz Green and Gloria Brazzano and my buddy Dave Green, and we all went to go visit this glory hole. The sex store, which sold like porno videos.
The story changed big when we all went to go visit a glory
hole. No. And there was sex booths in the store. So we went into the sex booths, or not sex booths, but like, you know, you put a dollar in and they show you porn. Okay, that was simply that. So we went in, and we were just literally going around the store. You know, I don't remember exactly. I ended up being alone in this sex booth for some reason, okay? Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of us in the store. And I looked down, and there was a slot between the two booths, or I guess between every booth. It was like basically you had panels, but there was just a slot at waist length.
Like you were going to return videotapes.
Yeah, but no, it was longer. Okay. It was like almost like two panels. Like there was one panel on top, one panel on bottom, and then the middle was open. So it wasn't a glory hole. It was a straight up like slot.
Yeah.
And I was just watching this video for a second. And then I looked down and I just saw a man's mouth. And it's just horrifying. It was a man's mouth, and it said, "Stick it through for a blowjob." And I remember just seeing it and hearing the whisper and feeling very violated and then getting my dick sucked. Mm. It's pretty hot.
How could you tell it was a man's mouth? Was there that much peach fuzz on there?
It was a man. Okay. It was for sure. Stick it through for a blowjob. I'll never forget it. Never forget it. And that's how I know I'm not a homosexual.
Because you wouldn't stick your dick through the slot.
Because he couldn't come for a while.
I didn't come. It sounds like a story from the Usual Suspects. It was and Kaiser Soze.
When I was in my band, we played a gay like leather bar called The Eagle in San Francisco.
Okay.
And the urinals were, you know, like the long trough urinals with ice in them?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it had a mirror at dick length that went all the way across.
Fuck
so
yeah.
As guys pissed, you could just scope out who had the biggest dick at the bar. Oh, it was sweet.
I look every time I'm next to
And this man. Is this is at the bar. This isn't the bathroom.
No, in the bathroom of the bar.
Just one of those bars where I just piss right here.
Yeah, anytime I'm next to a man, especially somebody that I know, I look at their dick.
Duly noted.
I want to know what they're working with.
Okay, explain this to me, because I see this. The guys who hock spit in the urinal, You ever see that shit when you're in the bathroom? You go to the bathroom and someone walks up to you and they're before they piss?
They're trying to spit on their own dick and they miss.
What is that?
They're trying to get...
None of you guys do that?
Dude.
Nobody hocks?
They're trying to have gay sex
in the urinal.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than spitting on the floor.
Yeah.
What's the spit for in general?
It's got a lot of phlegm, you know?
It's got some phlegm. It's a moment. It's a toilet. That's probably the one place where it's almost appropriate. I don't really know if there's any other place appropriate to spit phlegm. I think if somebody's out in the street and they just...
I'm doing that constantly.
I do it. What am I going to do? I'm going to swallow it? No. It's ridiculous, okay?
The subway tracks?
I'm not going to... Yeah, subway tracks is also sort of appropriate. Try to hit the third rail.
It's fun, yeah.
I don't even believe it's a thing. Third rail's not even a thing. It's a myth, okay? But there's not really an appropriate place to hock a fucking loogie. Except possibly a toilet.
Not even on a baby.
No. Not
baby. In a handkerchief?
No, that's disgusting. And then they put it back in their pocket. You see old people do that shit, too.
That shit's gross.
You know what? Like, you're right.
Yeah, who the fuck carries a hanky around that they're going to use multiple times?
Yeah. That was
Something telling about somebody, too. If you go in their pockets, this would be what... I'm just assuming this is something about Harrington. If you went in Harrington's pockets at any given moment, there would be a used napkin or tissue at any given time. He's that guy.
Is that true?
Come in here right now, Harrington.
Yep.
Come in here right now. I want you to empty your pockets.
Empty your pockets right now.
It tells you a lot about what's in a man's pockets, okay? Let's see. Empty all your pockets. I want to see them. Go ahead.
Let's see what he's working with in here.
We got...
what is that?
Multiple weird black boxes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what is this?
Cigarettes.
Holy shit.
Matches.
All of it's in the front pocket.
A wallet.
So you're actually a smaller
guy. How many black weird boxes do you have? What are you doing?
How do you have a messy rich wallet? Your life is a disaster.
How many pockets do you have?
That's all one pocket.
Look at this. Look at this pocket. Wait, this is,
that means Harrington is actually much smaller.
Back pockets too? That's it? That's all of it? So can we get the camera on this for a second?
What's in the Lion King pocket?
That's
there. Oh, and we got some fucking notes.
See this lighter.
I work in production.
Look, Harrington also blows his nose in regular pieces of paper.
Now,
that should be noted. No, leave it out there for a second, okay?
I got two lighters.
Okay, all right, let's do an inventory search here. Pull this over here. Let's see. Slide everything over. Come here.
Put it in the middle.
All right, what are all these things?
This is the shittiest game of poker in the world, by the way.
I mean, he's all in.
All right.
I'll bet you everything in my pockets
right now.
Vape charger.
Pod bay. What is this?
A charger?
It's all vape chargers.
It's a charger for your Juul. Okay. We have a dirty Ridge wallet.
Are those real? Is that real money?
Camels. Oh, yeah.
It looks a little small.
Yeah.
A jar of lube that he stole.
Get the fuck out of here. Is that really
you stole
what is this?
Who gave you this lube?
Bobby Hutch.
Where's Bobby? I want to find out if Bobby Hutch actually gave him this lube. He's a thief.
Did you pay for that, Lewis?
Is that
Gas Digital lube?
No. This is one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Do you carry this around just in case? Or?
Yeah. Why do you carry lube in your pocket?
Are you the type of person that like you don't empty your pockets at the end of the night? Like you just kind of get up and put the pants back on?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. It's also I've lived my life this way. I have, and it's very. It is very. Stressing to reach in your pocket and to not know where things are and what you're going to grab and you're looking for things. This is actually very telling as to who you are and why you are the way you are.
He's a mess. His life's in shambles.
You're a mess. You're a jar of stolen lube in the pocket. That's very symbolic of who you are.
Okay. Let's
wait. You're blocking my shot, Mike, in the camera.
If we had to figure out what crime this man was committing,
sit down for a minute. Put him down. Sit down for a minute. We're gonna break Mike Harrington down for a second, gentlemen. Really quickly, got to tell you guys about People's Choice Beef Jerky, which is one of my favorite sponsors because I love beef jerky. This is not me bullshitting. I'm not just reading off of a thing right now. Everyone that knows me knows that I'm a fan of beef motherfucking jerky.
And anyone who's ever been on the road with you knows that we have to stop 5 times between every city for you to get beef jerky.
And the problem on the road when you're trying to find good beef jerky, it's almost non-existent. You get the crappy stuff you get at a gas station. It's all dry and chewy and terrible. Nobody likes that stuff. It tastes like you're eating plastic. Okay, I'm not a dog. I don't want to eat a dog toy. I want delicious, unbelievable, soft, amazing beef jerky. And that's why I love People's Choice Beef Jerky. It is LA's original small batch beef jerky. It's from a family business from California that has been making quality jerky for over 80 years. 5 years. Mm. Okay. It's unlike mass produced beef jerky. People's Choice beef jerky is marinated, sliced, and cooked by hand. Okay. It is handmade, small batches. It tastes delicious. They have a bunch of different flavors. You need to go to peopleschoicebeefjerky.com and check out the amazing flavor choices that they have.
Hot one. That'll get your whole day going.
What is the spicy habanero? What was the one that we had, that the spicy one? That was my fucking favorite.
Hot one? Dude, if you have that in the morning, you're going all day.
Doggy, I love it. I love it. I'm telling you right now, it's in my bag right now. This is what I'm back in the gym. I'm working out. It's high protein, low sugar, low fat. It's incredible. Start out the new year right with People's Choice Beef Jerky. Go to peopleschoicebeefjerky.com. And if you use the promo code RAP15, you save 15% off your entire order. Go batch up now, baby. I'm gonna coin that phrase. Batch up.
Batch up.
Batch it up.
Batch up with People's Choice Beef Jerky. They need to fucking pay me separately for that. That's fire. Batch up right now at peopleschoicebeefjerky.com.
Beef jerky.
All right, let's get back into it.
By the way, just introducing the guests on the podcast. We got Pat Schroeder.
We didn't introduce you guys. Pat Schroeder, Dave Temple.
Welcome to the Dave Temple and Patrick Schroeder show.
We're gonna do plugs in a little bit as well.
So we've got two different chapsticks. Two different vape pens.
Three.
A Polaroid?
Yeah. Of what?
It's me and Bobby Hutch, New Year's.
Wait, did Bobby Hutch give you lube and a Polaroid picture of the two of you?
Oh,
you and Bobby Hutch on New Year's. Have you not changed your pants since New Year's or washed them?
No, that's not.
How much is left on this Metro?
No, that's just moved.
Have you not? Well, you moved a Polaroid picture out of a pair of pants and put them back in the pants. Harrington, have you not washed your pants since New Year's?
That's not true.
How do I turn this on?
Stop. Why would you smoke that?
Yeah.
Right now, we're getting to the bottom that he hasn't washed his pants in over a month. I wouldn't smoke that.
It might be a DMT vape pen, by the way.
What's the matter with
they
this
They have
guy?
That?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck
They, you mean Mike? Us? When you say they, do you mean everyone on staff? It's kind of a whole thing. We really are, at this point, becoming like a criminal outfit.
Yeah.
I think.
It's like a drug cartel minus the sales department. Yeah.
Harrington, this is very telling as to where you're at. You need to clear some shit out of your life. What?
No dirty napkins, though.
There was not a dirty napkin.
But yeah.
Let's see what these receipts are for, though.
This all amounts to a dirty napkin.
Stop checking my receipts.
What is the receipts for? That's actually a good point.
No one gets receipts for creepy shit.
Can I have my check back, please?
This is a check from Justin Silver?
Yeah.
Or to Justin Silver?
It's the check from Anxiety. Can you stop looking at my stuff?
The check to Justin Silver? Would you pay Justin Silver to be involved with his show?
No. What? That's from the club to Justin.
Okay. And you just haven't given it to him yet?
No. He
and this is the fucking... This is the... This is
That's okay. nice. That's the way you want to receive a check.
And by the way, this is from... This is from...
No, stop.
That's how you treat a Jew's money?
This is from the 17th of January. He has not washed his pants in a month and a half.
That's not true.
Harrington, why would you remove garbage from your pants and put it into another pair of pants?
I don't know when I'm going to need this.
Are you going to see him today?
I'm a hoarder. I'm not dirty.
He's a hoarder.
Shannon, do you think Harrington is washing his pants?
I mean, he always says that jeans don't get dirty.
What?
Well, I'm not sure.
I know for a fact I legitimately will wear jeans for like a week at a time.
I'll wear jeans for more than that. I only own two pair of jeans at any given time, and then one of them becomes so bad and crusty
And the other ones don't fit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I do own like 12 different pair of jeans in all different sizes. Yes. I have my fat guy jeans. There's certain jeans that are like specifically designed when I'm plumping up.
Well, you fluctuate, not to step away from Mike's problems, but you fluctuate weight.
I do.
So that's difficult.
He's been watching you.
But I'm back on, baby. I'm back on. Ass, don't you worry about it, kids. Harrington, get out of my face. You make me sick.
This was the oddest police buddy cop
I think
interrogation
he did well,
scene ever.
Yeah.
No dirty napkins, though. You got to give him
no dirty napkins. A lot of...
You know what's worse than dirty napkin? A bottle of lube and a Polaroid of you and a buddy.
He's the human dirty napkin.
Yeah.
And now
I fucked up because I should have known that Harrington doesn't use napkins or clean himself in any way.
There's just a pile of snot on the floor back there.
He just fucking sneezes into his hand and wipes it into his beard. He's awful.
I feel like he keeps the napkin.
Why use a napkin? We can use your fingers.
Sorry, buddy. That's
it's like that guy on Fox News who doesn't wash his hands.
Yeah.
Is there a guy on Fox
News? This is what it's like when you do stop and frisk and then you got to let him go because you didn't find anything. Just watch him pack everything up and walk away.
Yeah. We should all do that. What's in your pockets?
Not much. Let's get everybody.
Let's go, Zach. You go first. We'll do one at a time.
Okay.
This is the game. What's in your pockets? I would assume Zach's life is as bad as Harry's, but that's it?
Yep.
Nothing else? Boy. You need a fucking ridge wall, doggy. This is terrible. This is awful, Zach.
Yep, that's all I got.
That's not bad, though. Sounds bad. Good. Temple's just fucking chilling.
Yeah, we got.
Yeah, yeah.
Gonna take some moths out there.
I got my
it's a gun.
Earbuds.
Keys, a phone, and my
that's it. There you go. Pocket. Very, very slick. Very nice. Very phone. Neat. These are guys who have their lives together. Look at this.
Cards.
That's a little weird that you have just a bunch of cards loose. In your
cash. Yeah,
wallet.
I lost my wallet once in Miami, and I'm done with wallets.
You gotta get a Ridge wallet.
Is that a sponsor?
It is, but it's not. This isn't an ad read. This is just what I live my life.
All right, if it's not an ad read, then I don't care.
This is it.
Yeah, okay. I know. People tell me about if everything's together, I'll lose it. This is the best system I got.
Okay, so then if you lose one thing, you don't lose everything.
Yeah, that was my problem because I would take out one card, but you got to take the whole wallet out for one card, then you lose the whole wallet.
Get the stuff out of here.
You just push that little thing.
Oh,
push
this?
Cards. Push the cards. Push.
Push it. Oh, and then it slides out the other side.
There you go. There you go. Don't show my fucking card number on camera, you psycho.
Do you guys get those calls now, like where they're asking you, they're trying to lower your credit card rate, but they want you to give them the number?
No.
No?
That's a scam.
I get this. Yeah,
that's
I know it's a scam, but I feel like they got everyone's number from that Experian hack, right?
No.
Remember when Experian got hacked, the credit bureau?
Mm-mm.
You guys give a fuck about your credit at all?
I don't give a fuck about
all?
Any of that shit.
Dude. I don't answer phone calls.
My life. I'm trying to, like...
yes, my whole life's been... I'm still fucking waiting for my new card because my fucking Bank of America sent that my information was given out.
Mm-hmm.
So they sent me a card. I didn't get it. Now I'm waiting for a new... I haven't had a card in like 2 weeks.
I currently don't have any form of ID. Currently, I have nothing.
So how are you going to do the passport?
It's going to be tough for the passport.
My passport expired. That was my last thing that I was holding on to. And my passport's just been in my pocket for 4 years because I lost my ID years ago. My Social Security card was stolen years ago. Mm. And I just never got anything. So now I'm in the process. Right now, I'm in the process of fixing a lot of those things in my life. Getting my passport renewed right now. I'm getting a regular ID next week. I'm getting my shit to get into Canada.
How are you getting your passport renewed without ID?
Because I have my old passport, so that's all you need.
Wow.
And I have a birth certificate, which I luckily got my birth certificate. My birth certificate, I was supposed to send in some shit, and they were holding on to my birth certificate until I sent in some letter or something that I needed. And the bitch at the fucking thing in Jersey accidentally sent me my birth certificate because it just showed up in the mail, and I never sent my thing. So, but I have nothing. I'm really, really bad. My ADD, that's where it affects me worse. Because when I have to do something like fill out paperwork, read over a contract, do anything that's really tedious like that, I get into almost a state of depression. Like my body shuts down. I feel very dark and I feel like I'm burning inside and I just fucking, I have to like push it away. But I'm in the process of fixing a lot of those little things in my life right now.
So responsibility.
It's not even a responsibility. I need to come up with systems and processes in order to just do it. Like I just started taking this like green juice drink every morning, like a really healthy green, and it doesn't taste that good. It's okay. It's not bad. But I have to create a system where I'm chugging the green juice. I'm fucking taking a milk thistle pill. I'm taking my CBD in the morning. I'm fucking doing.
You gotta finish it all before the cashier watches.
But yeah, this is so. I'm sort of going through a little bit of a growth period right now with fixing a lot of things in my life. Anger management is working. I'm getting back and getting healthy again. Editing the special on Friday. Shit's all happening right now. In fact, let's get some plugs out of the way really quick. As we enjoy this beautiful, amazing Wednesday. Hump day, guys. Hump day.
Hump day.
Dave Temple, what do you got to plug, my friend?
This weekend, I am in Charlottesville, Virginia. So you guys will probably never see me again.
God, Dave, no. I got bad news.
Yeah. So what the fuck is the name of this place? The Boar's Head Hotel. And then Monday, I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club. And Tuesday at Stand Up New York. So, if you're in the city, come check those things out.
Fuck yeah. Schroeder.
Tonight through Sunday, I'll be at Eastville Comedy Club here in New York. And follow me everywhere at Showtime. Listen to my podcast, The Good, The Dad, and The Ugly on iTunes. Thank you, Lewis.
Sweet.
Zach Amico. Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. And please check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Comics bullshitting while we watch a horror movie every Friday here at midnight on the Gas Digital Network.
Toronto, I'm going to fuck you in your butts this Sunday night. This Sunday night, anybody coming to the show, guaranteed anal sex. Guaranteed, okay? Come out. It's the Underground Cafe, they call it. It used to be a weed-friendly cafe. I don't think it's weed-friendly anymore. Oh. I think they shut that all down. You can't smoke weed there.
No, I thought Canada just went.
It's legal, but inside, now that it's legal, I think that actually created more problems for the places that were like doing these underground weed shows. So it's maybe I'm wrong. Either way, we're going to get fucking high as shit in Canada. Let's get real, okay? Sure, Sunday night, the 17th, Toronto, one night only. I put the show together just this past week, so come the fuck out, guys. I want to show everyone the power of the fucking Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, a Believe You Me fan base. I know you guys have been waiting for a long time. I haven't been to Canada in a couple years now, and I know I'm going back there to do a live podcast with Bisping next month. But this is it. I'm doing my hour. This is your last chance to hear some of the material from the special before it comes out on April 1st. Everywhere you can buy a comedy special, Gas Digital Network, Amazon, iTunes, everything else included, which is also my birthday, subsequently. Check out the other pods, Realize Podcasts, Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me Podcast, both here on the Gas Digital Network. If you guys love the show, we have over 350 episodes available on demand. The latest 15 episodes are on iTunes and YouTube, and you could just watch those and enjoy those for free. But if you want every episode we've ever done, plus all the other shows here on the Gas Digital Network, 20 shows total, 5,000 hours of the most amazing, funniest podcast content in the world, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Save $1.50 a month. $7 a month for 5,000 hours of content. I'm telling you right now, you're going to fucking love it. Yeah. Okay?
Especially if you're about to do a bit.
Hell yeah, baby boy.
Other than sitting in your cell listening to podcasts.
Can you listen to podcasts in jail?
Yeah.
How would you?
If you could get a phone in there.
How?
Yeah, they get phones in there.
Yeah. You didn't see about that shit with the MDC detention center over there in Brooklyn?
What do you mean?
So basically, there was a facility that went dark, like it didn't have any heat or electricity, right. And the inmates were in there like fucking freezing and substandard. So the only way that they got notification out to the world was they had to start going live on Facebook and Instagram to show the conditions.
They were live streaming.
Yeah.
So
the way that they were letting the world know was they also had to coordinate everyone banging their phones on the little windows to make enough noise outside to like let people know, like, dude, we're in here. We need
help. Did that happen? What was the backstory behind that? The power got shut down.
Yeah, the power just went out, and then the heat was out for like, you know, during that little polar vortex where everything
was like 0 degrees. And in the cells.
The prison was just basically like shut down. They just kept them locked down with the lights out, and just I guess guys just stopped coming to work. So they were like literally just banging on the windows trying to get like anyone to know that they were.
Can you pull up the video of this?
Yeah, it should be MDC.
Yeah, there were videos. I saw them on Instagram.
And then some people went out there to protest and bring attention to it, and they all got pepper sprayed. And not as much love as they got for those Mexican kids in those camps there, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's
it's a detention center. Before you pass judgment, they have not been convicted.
Oh, it's just a detention center.
Yeah, they're waiting trial.
Ah, okay. So, yeah, that is true. Supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, you're still not going to get as much sympathy as a bunch of fucking kids. I'm just trying to cross an imaginary line.
I'm finding, but it's like a news things. I know you don't like to see people talking.
It's
about
okay.
Something.
A news thing is fine. I don't mind a news thing as much as I care listening to another podcast or breaking something down. It's Dave Temple's sister.
In the freezing cold when the electricity went out during last week's cold snap. News 4's Tracy Strahan is outside the center in Sunset Park with more. Tracy.
That banging. Well, I want to start with an update because activists who are actually still out here outside of the MDC tell us that even though visitation starts an hour away from now, well, lawyers are being denied entrance into the facility.
Ooh,
it's a facility that at this point is armed with a lot of armed guards, a very heavy security presence here. It's the result of an influx of activity at the detention center and the power of people that it took to restore power to inmates.
We hear you up there. We hear you up there.
That banging has become the sound of support between inmates banging on cell windows at the Metropolitan Detention Center and supporters like Stacey Bennett, still concerned about harsh conditions his son and thousands of others endured over the past week inside.
You know, nobody should go through this. Nobody should have to suffer and go through what they're going through right now. 7 days, no lights. 7 days, no heat. That's ludicrous.
It is ludicrous.
There was a jubilant celebration when lights finally flickered on in the facility just before 6:30 last night. But it came exactly 1 week of a near lockdown at the facility when fire cut out power.
I just love these people outside protesting. Look at you. Yeah.
Without heat at the height of the polar vortex.
And they have ISIS in there, too.
With visitation suspended, family, friends, and activists gathered by
look at that white chick. They would fucking skin her alive.
The only way that they could get any information.
And when we were communicating with them, they were answering our questions via knocking on the window.
Shanduke those who McFatter.
See that, what we were talking about was factual,
that sounds like a name that Zach would have made up for him.
The administration was telling us wasn't facts.
Witnesses say some demonstrators were pepper sprayed in this chaotic fray Sunday afternoon. This after a distraught mother tried to get to her son inside.
Wow.
With signs from the
right.
Still lining the side.
All right. Well, I get it. Yeah, I mean, look.
You never even heard about that, did you?
No, I heard about that. I just didn't care as much.
I used to work right by
I'm
there.
A criminal. Look, when I'm a criminal... I don't expect people to protest on my behalf.
If you're wrong, yeah.
You know.
But that is like the coldest, it's right off the water. Like that building is the last building before the water right there. It gets so fucking cold. I remember walking to work around there and it would be like not even as cold as it was then. And just, yeah. I was like, I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah, I feel bad and that's fucked up.
You don't seem like it, Lewis.
The reality is that they're going to sue the fuck out of the city and they're going to win. They're going to be a big class action lawsuit.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What the hell is your problem?
What am I supposed to say? Why are you in the detention center? You know, doggy, you got to look in the mirror.
Because
you got to figure out what happened. Yeah. I bet
you. If you can't afford bail.
Temple, let's be real.
Go
okay?
ahead.
Let's just be real about this.
Let's be real.
98% of those people in the detention center are guilty.
Jesus Christ.
Guilty. I would be willing to bet that 98% of them are guilty of that crime that they're in there for.
Or something.
Guaranteed something.
Jesus.
I mean, come on. You put a fucking camera on the wall.
Old money Republican Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez. Louis J.
You are the reason why the system works.
Doggy, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying I can't spend that much energy.
I know. You got shit to do.
Got a little bit of money in his pocket. Now he has to support the struggle.
I've got first world problems. I got to get my passport together so I can go to Canada and smoke weed in a basement and talk shit.
But I've committed crimes. And when I commit those crimes, you know, it's... I'm just saying I don't my sympathy stops before I get to criminals.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
It just stops before I get it doesn't really
now
those little
now
Mexican,
those Mexican children had cocaine in their assholes.
It stops before I get to those Mexican children. I gotta be honest with you. I don't really care.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you don't give a fuck about
it. It would have
kids.
To be my son directly being frozen to death in a cell.
Okay.
Even if your son is a Mexican child.
Even if he was guilty. I mean, yeah, of course, because I'm selfish. But this is the way everybody really is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on. The difference between me and everybody else is people are pretending to care. You don't care, Temple.
I empathize.
You don't care.
I empathize.
You don't.
I do.
Were you out there protesting, Dave?
No, I was
he was in that cell.
He was in Wilkes-Barre and Scranton.
You know how hard it must be to figure out if those guys have frostbite?
Saw their fingers off. We can't take any chances here.
You'll have diabetes anyway soon.
Listen, if you are a person in that situation, you should really care. If it's your family member, you should really care. And if you have enough time, if there's so little going on in your life that you somehow can find compassion inside, all the shit going on in the world, if you If there's so little going on in your life that you've been able to...
you're
going
to go bang on a pot for chili felons.
What do you want me to fucking say? What are we talking about here? I mean, and people are calling me an asshole, but nobody gives a fuck. The difference is I'm articulating it.
Who
I'm
did
just
go down there
the
with
words.
The pot, though? Who came down with the pot like,
that bitch.
On the train?
That,
like those, it was New the, Year's Eve.
Those protesters, God bless their souls, but, you know...
Send them a pack of fuck
love,
shuffles. Fuck
I love,
them.
Like, your... what is that? Like when people do the tele things to raise money.
Tele-tele-tele.
If there's nothing going on in your life that you can come down here and protest, we'd love to have you.
I'm just saying, if that's where your life is at, God bless you. You have a great life.
Yeah, because they don't have to go to work.
You have
they
nothing
don't.
Going on yeah. where there's nothing filling that void of like compassion and need and desire where you're like, let me go fucking protest with these prisoners without lights.
Well, I think for most people it is. It's like, they see the news story, you feel bad, but then it's like, all right, I got to be up at 6 o'clock to go to work and
yeah.
then, you know, go to my second job or, you know, look after my kids or whatever. So what can you really do? Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least even with the passive aggressive social media justice people, they weren't even on top of this as much as they were like these other documentaries yeah. about kids who got raped
as
30 years ago.
They shouldn't be. I got to be honest with you.
People should be busier.
They should be busier.
Yeah.
They should have more going on than prisoner protests.
That's I like to
as
like
you
to...
just advertised 7,000 hours of podcasts. <That's> Go catch up on my podcast.
There had to be one guy in the prison that was like thrilled though because it was too cold to get a boner for the other guys.
Safe for the week.
Yeah. Thermals just, for all.
Just some queen that's still thinking about dick.
Yeah. It's and I feel like maybe my point is being a little bit misrepresented here.
No, I get what you're saying. You're articulating your truth. You're Liam Neeson the thing, you know, this thing right now.
Yeah.
Liam J. Neeson.
It's Liam J. Neeson.
Is there an update on Liam Neeson? Whatever ended up happening with him?
I think the movie didn't do
He's
that
a
well.
British white man.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're way too freaking out about race stuff now. I thought it was sort of going away for a minute.
No.
It is going away. I think it's going away. I think now, like, racism and classism is almost done. I think it's just like, put a topic out on social media and we divide on that and argue for like 3-4 days and then we reset and start all over again.
It's just sort of fun to do that. It's almost like we should be becoming better at arguing because we're just constantly doing that. But nobody actually has any real passion for anything because there's a new topic every few days. You don't actually really care. You don't, you know, to really care about something, you have to fucking research it and look at it from different angles. You have to really get like that bitch who lived with apes in the jungle. What was the woman?
Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall, right? She didn't just fucking read a couple blog posts about monkeys and like, oh my God, I care about apes now. This bitch spent 20 years living in the fucking jungles with apes, okay? And that's like, that is fucking passion. I respect her opinion on apes. I respect her opinion on fucking chimpanzees.
Whoa, wait.
Mark it down. Luis J. Gomez respects Jane Goodall.
wait. But that's not ridiculous as going down to Sunset Park with a pot. Like 20 years in the jungle with apes? This is a bitch whose life is clearly
I'm not doing
super
that.
Empty.
Also, once again, bitch is super empty. Her life has nothing else going on. I
usually
envy
after
her.
Those 20 years, they date Luis.
That's pretty good. No, the point of all of this is we should have sent Jane Goodall into the prisons. She could have helped.
Well, it's
taught him sign language.
We need empty people.
They could have
sent
cold
like
in sign language instead of banging on the walls to try to communicate. They could have taught him the word for blanket.
What the fuck?
These are
they just in the window. Oh, they need food too.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's just that shit is such a jail is such an inconvenience in general. Mm. It's like fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm not you know. I look
did you just describe jail as an inconvenience? You're incarcerated.
But no, it's like nothing goes the way it's supposed to in there. You know what I mean? Like it's just it's fucking ridiculous. Like
I'm done. I am totally done. I am staying very, very far away from that shit. My last stretch in Middlesex County Jail in Central New Jersey was such... It caught me off guard.
Why did it catch you off guard? Why?
I had an outstanding warrant that I probably just basically ran away from. Mm-hmm. I got pulled over in South Jersey. Like, where the fuck was I at? Like, not Camden County, but it was somewhere down there, like on the other side of the bridge across from Philly. And they ran my license and found a warrant for me in New Brunswick. And they fucking took me up there. Like, they're like, nah, we're handing you over. There was no bond or anything, and I had to sit and wait. So,
why did you get pulled over?
I got pulled over because the cop didn't get a good look at my license plate. It was like such a, I think, like, looking back on it, it was like, oh, this was just supposed to happen to get this shit out of the way. Because right. It was like, he just literally just didn't get a good look at the plate. He stopped me and he goes, oh, okay, cool. Do you got anything? No. All right. And he goes, sorry, dude, I found a warrant. Don't worry about it. We'll just go to the station. We'll call it in. I'm not even going to impound your car. I'm going to park your car right over here. There was a fucking motel. He goes, park your car right there. We'll just go down. They'll probably just ask you to pay money. We'll make a withdrawal from the ATM, pay whatever. And like,
is that the way warrants work?
For something like that, he didn't expect it to go that way either.
Right.
Like, even when. When he called them up to go...
Because a lot of times what cops will do to you is they'll also lie to not have to deal with a problem,
yeah, right?
Right. So what they'll do is be like, hey, look, we'll go down there. You'll be in and out. You're not going to have to worry. Because I've been arrested for smoking weed like a dozen times. That's why I have trouble getting into Canada. I started noticing the beats of that conversation.
Where right.
They go, they're like, hey, don't worry. Look, we're going to take you to the station real quick. We'll just run it. Make sure you have no warrants. You'll be out of here real quick.
No, I'm talking about I wasn't cuffed.
Yeah.
I wasn't even cuffed when we got to the station. I'm sitting on the bench, chilling. You know, I still have my cell phone, everything. And he calls up to find out what they want to do. And they're like, yeah, we're coming to get him. And they go, okay, well, I got a light staff. I can't stay here. I only have a few people patrolling. Like, how long is this going to take? You know, and they're in New Brunswick. It's like a 2-hour drive. And they're like, get somebody in about 3-4 hours. He's like, I don't have that kind of time.
Right.
So he works with them. Like, all right, can I meet you somewhere? No bullshit. This dude gets on the turnpike, hauls ass.
With you in the car.
Right.
Now you're in cuffs.
Yeah, now I'm in cuffs. And that's only for face so that when he hands me over,
yeah.
It doesn't look like he's been treating me like a fucking, you know. So, like,
And so he's not just trading a free black man in a 7-Eleven parking lot?
It was actually Piggly Wiggly? Red Roof Inn parking lot where they handed me over. And these other two guys, they take me in, and it was just like, all right, so now I didn't get lost in the system. It was just goofy. I ended up with multiple warrants, one in New Brunswick, one in Woodbridge, New Jersey, all right? I go to video court for one. Now, my bunkie is in for stealing out of Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree. $3 worth of shit. He tried to make it seem like he was in for some gangster shit.
Who's this?
My bunkie, the guy, cellmate. So they find out he left to go see the psychologist. I look at his paperwork. I'm like, dude, this guy's in here for stealing soap, deodorant, and a toothbrush out of Dollar Tree. You know what I mean? But the cops fucked him up really, really bad. So he couldn't get out and shower. So this guy's fucking...
Wait, they beat him up?
The cops beat him up. Yeah, he's on the bottom bunk, back brace, everything, right? He can't shower. So the cell stinks. The cell smells awful, right? Yeah. After like day two, I'm like, fuck.
Plus, dude. You're rehearsing your jokes. So it's like, holy fuck, that cell is awful.
He probably didn't smell great before they beat him up if he was stealing soap and deodorant and toothpaste.
So I'm like, all right, dude, I'm going to help you when we get out of the cell. I'm going to get you into a fucking shower. Like, I can't deal with the smell anymore. Because I'm like in the top bunk with a bar of soap and a washcloth, like laying on that to not deal with the smell. We don't get off a lockdown for at least another 2 days. And it's just based off the fact that people aren't showing up to work. Like, guards aren't showing up to work. So if there's not enough guards to have the certain ratio with inmates in the day room, they don't let us out of the cell. We don't get that communication. We know when we're supposed to get out. Slot opens up. Here's your fucking meal. Like, no. I thought we were getting out for breakfast and phone time. Nope, not getting out. And that's what I'm talking about, like, that kind of inconvenience that'll drive you fucking nuts. Because, like, you know what your schedule's supposed to be. Like, hey, I got to get to the phone. I got to call my girl. I got to call. and you just at any given time, the schedule is off and it has nothing to do with you.
Here's the issue, right? And you're right. And I agree with you. And you can't treat people like animals, especially if they're not, you know,
violent criminals.
They're not violent criminals and they're also not found guilty. This is a detention center, right? But at the same time, anytime I've been in that situation, I still look at myself and I go, fuck, dude, I really shouldn't have been smoking weed on that corner, or I shouldn't have been doing whatever I was doing. You know what I'm saying? And that's sort of where I come from when I look at the shitty conditions of jail or whatever it is. I go, like, don't get there. It should suck. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it shouldn't suck as much as it sucks. But at the same time, you have to look at you know, it's just sort of, it's a difficult, I have a difficult time having a lot of compassion. Even the guy who got beat up and you're talking about in the cell, like that guy, in my head, my mind immediately goes, why did he get beat up? What did he do?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just because he had soap. It was because he resisted arrest, probably tried to flee, had other warrants out, was a violent criminal, probably put a cop at risk, and it became a fucking crazy high-tense situation because typically cops don't, and I'm not defending cops. I'm much more a criminal than I am a cop, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think cops are walking around going, cool, this guy stole a bar of soap, let's fuck him up now.
Right.
Especially in this day and age.
Right.
Especially
but what I'm saying as far 50s, as what the inconvenience is. Like, even my time in there was extended because even once I go to court, I had video court, I get a bail, and I'm thinking I'm getting out. I go back to my cell, go to sleep, fucking wake up. Why am I still here?
Because you were asleep. How are they going to let you out? Why am I still here? You're
supposed to pop your cell and let you the fuck out, right?
This guy's fucking lazy. Jesus, let him sleep.
But again, when I... the next day, I'm sitting here and I'm, you know, we finally get out of the cells. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I went to court yesterday. I got a bond. When am I getting out? Yeah. And they look through the thing and they go, no, you got another warrant out of Woodbridge. You didn't go to court for that one? And they go, no. Ah, fuck. Well, you're going to have to
wait. And to them,
wait.
By the way, it's just... somebody fucked up and they didn't just check a box and see something, because these are just people that are tired,
doing their fucking whatever, job.
Just doing their dumb job. You or I could be in that position and have that job.
It's understaffed, just, people aren't coming into work. It's like the system part of it.
Right.
And so, that part sucks. And to you, it is as...
it's your freedom.
It's everything. Such a big fucking deal to you. It could be another 2-3 days of having to sit in a cell without having... and then for them, it's as simple as like, just another clerical error.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Not a big deal.
Yeah. And because most guards don't look at your file. Or at least they say they don't. Like, they say they won't look at your file because they don't want to look at you as a human being. If they look at you as a human being who says, like, hey, I need water. Hey, I need medicine. And now they have to have compassion. So they treat you as a fucking number so that it's easier to do their job. You know what I mean?
867-5309.
Right.
Prison full of fucking numbers.
Hell yeah.
Inconvenience.
Yeah, it sucks, man. All right, gents, gotta talk about Blue Chew, which have you guys fucked with Blue Chew yet?
Nah, I've heard good things.
I haven't. I want to try it.
Doggy. Well, you can't. You big black dick. You're going to fucking kill somebody.
But that's what I want to continue to go.
Yeah, like, but he loves blue food.
That's true. Oh, shit, this will match my sneakers and drink. I love this. Here's the deal.
Y'all got Burple Chew?
If you like sex, you're going to love Blue Chew. Okay, Blue Chew offers men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Okay, this is what it does. It makes your dick feel bigger, stronger, more powerful. I'm telling you right now, I walk around, I feel like I have a 13-inch dick. I still have a little dick, okay? But I feel, there's something in my head, like it gives me some sort of crazy body dysmorphia where I feel like I have a huge dick and I fuck like a powerful madman. I fuck like a beast, okay? And it makes the sex better. It makes it more sensitive. I'm telling you right now, it's an incredible experience. And everyone that I've given a Blue Chew to, everyone that has tried this has said, holy shit, dude, this is the next level. It's the same drugs as Viagra or Cialis, but it's much cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's also chewable. So you don't have to fucking take, you know, when you're about to have sex and you swallow, you feel a little bit weird. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You chew it. Okay. You chew it. Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that I have in my head right now, Patrick.
Don't want to swallow anywhere near sex.
Don't want to swallow. I'm about to have sex. And also, you don't have to go to the doctor and have that weird conversation. Be like, doctor, you know, I want to fuck better. Mm-hmm. That's a strange conversation you have with your doctor. You're trying to get your liver checked out, your heart function checked out. You're like, doctor, but also I want to fuck my chick better. He's like, I don't know you. Beat it. Right. Weird conversation. Also, a weird conversation at the pharmacy when you got to go pick up your dick pills, and the girl behind the counter is like, "Oh, really? Yeah. Have fun with this, loser."
Fucking judge me.
Yeah. So,
or you don't want to tell the doctor that you can't swallow pills. Hey, honey, I want to fuck in an hour. Where's the applesauce?
Okay, it's delivered right to your door in discreet packaging. You do no conversation, no waiting in line or anything. All you do is you go online, you do a consultation with a physician through the website, which is pretty incredible. And we're going to give you a free trial of Blue Chew. Free trial. Use the promo code RAP at BlueChew.com. You're going to get your first order absolutely free, and you just pay the $5 shipping. $5 shipping, you're going to get a bigger, stronger, faster, better dick. Who doesn't want to try that out? Who doesn't want a bigger, better, stronger, faster dick? That's what I'm saying, all right? BlueChew.com is the website. Use that promo code RAP. Pay $5 shipping and get a hard, amazing cock in your life. All right, where were we? I want to talk about this really quick. There was a city council member, Ruben Diaz. Pull this story up. He got in trouble for saying, I want to get the exact quote, what he said. And he won't apologize. He will not apologize. This is like an old black guy.
Black people shouldn't apologize.
Yeah. Or I guess he's probably Hispanic. Ruben Diaz, he's probably Dominican.
Dave, apologize for how you looked at me. Just I was threatened.
Apparently, he said something to the effect, and I don't know why. I'm trying. In fact, you know what? Let's fucking guess the news on this. Let's guess the news.
What a guy named Ruben Diaz has to apologize for.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Where was he a council member of?
Well, no, he's a council member here in New York City, and he has come under fire. Why has he come under fire? What were the comments? What do we think happened with Councilmember Ruben
Diaz?
What
did Ruben Diaz say?
Something anti-Semitic. It's got to be.
Anti-Semitic. Good
That's
guess.
That's in the news. Yeah. And, yeah.
Justified. What do you think, Tess?
There's only so many things you have to apologize for, I feel like.
Also, I'm not yawning. Maybe Harrington's maybe yawning, it's and it's contagious.
What was he out doing last
time? He just yawned. He just yawned.
No, he didn't.
You did that.
I stretch. I never open my mouth, Lewis.
Yeah, you did. And you threw your yawn at me. Why are yawns contagious? That's a real thing, by the way.
They're not if you're a real ass dude. You can fight it off.
You fight yawns? Dude, fighting a yawn is the most...
All right, let's see. I'm gonna
do your hour.
Pew, pew.
Go fuck yourself, Zach.
Damn.
I'm going to say it was a tweet.
I'm saying a misogynist comment about one of his staff.
Ooh.
That's a cool one.
Ooh, very good, very good. I already know what the comment was. Shannon, fill us in here.
Sorry, I don't know. That's the quote.
Mr. Diaz, a Bronx Democrat now on the city council, said last week in a Spanish language radio interview that his colleagues first shunned him because the council was controlled by the homosexual community.
We were all wrong.
But I like you see how that power shifted because you assumed it was the Jews because they were so powerful.
It had to be somebody that you have to apologize
the
to.
The Jews aren't that powerful anymore. Not as much as the gays, right?
You think the gays are more powerful than the Jews? Right? No way. Their butt muscles are. For
not,
sure.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Because there's the other congresswoman had to apologize for saying something anti-Semitic. I don't read
Who?
The news. I don't know. I shouldn't talk about the news.
No, neither do I. This is why we do this, it. We guess it.
I don't know.
It.
Some,
we don't talk about it. We guess it.
It was like an Arab congresswoman said something anti-Semitic or something might have been anti-Semitic. I don't know what she said.
Yeah, but that's old beef. That ain't got nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
Arabs and Jews, they don't like each other, right?
This
West Side Story.
Here's the thing. He's a Pentecostal... minister who's a city council member now, and he's an old fucking black guy.
Diaz, from the Bronx.
Well, look
he's
at him.
Dominican.
Look at him. It doesn't matter though. He's an old black guy. Looks like George Jefferson. How do you think he feels about gays?
And he's a minister. Yeah.
Yeah. It's it is what it is.
But he's probably one of those people that like researches gays a lot and goes into detail about what they're doing.
Am I crazy to believe that even city council members should have the right to be a little bit bigoted? I want to see, can I tell you this? Maybe this is crazy, okay? But I really believe this.
I'm pretty sure it's crazy.
I would rather, maybe.
Sounds crazy so far.
I would rather people be honest and you represent, you have that type of guy represent you as well, right? So this is almost the thing with like Trump, right? He's a fucking, oh fuck, I said the T word. God damn it. $10, who do I give it to?
I'll take it.
45, Lewis. 45. No,
we should give away to a charity or something. We should have a tea bucket and give it away to a charity. I like it.
I've got a friend named Tea Bucket.
So that's Shannon's tit jar. Shannon, you're not getting it, okay? Maybe you do a better job. We'll fucking put more money in that tit jar. Also, I see no cleavage as well. That was sort of one of the prerequisites for the tit jar, was if you wanted to get tit.
I did for a few days, and then you only tipped me the first day, so I gave up.
Shannon, because it can't be unexpected, okay? Or it's got to be unexpected. It doesn't mean anything if I just give it to you every time you do it. You got to be like, oh my God, when's he going to do it?
Then I'll surprise you with cleavage on another day.
Thank you very much.
What if Harrington drops a little cleavage on us? Does he get tipped?
Ugh. Look, he's biting his fingers. I hate him so much. He's so ugly.
If Harrington wore a bra, he'd have a place to put all that shit in his pockets.
But you have people that are representing... You have people that are representing people in this country, and they're doing it in a very unreal way. They're doing it... It's just... They're sort of... There's no actual personality. There's no, there is simply them looking at what the correct answer is, where they're supposed to go. And that's kind of the way that they create policy. And I don't like that. I like this guy because I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. He's an old bigot. If I'm a gay guy, I'm like, cool, I'm not voting for him.
Yeah.
Or if I really appreciate gay rights, I'm not voting for him. But let him have that opinion. Good. I've said this before about like people who have Confederate flags on their lawn. It's like, yeah, let him fucking put a Confederate flag right on their lawn, and as a brown person, I know I'm probably not having lunch there.
Yeah.
I'm not like, it's just I would rather that than instead of people being fake and then me going there and then all of a sudden I'm dealing with a much different, more fucked up situation than me simply avoiding it.
Mm-hmm.
So
that Venus flytrap effect.
So wait, now city council members, does he have like a district?
Yeah,
I think that's an
elected position too, which means
if he's like a council member in like the West Village, you're like, oh yeah, he's just plainly saying that there's a lot of gay people.
Yeah,
well, I want to know, is it a council in the Bronx?
Yeah, because maybe he's right. The Bronx. Maybe they are being influenced by the gay community too much.
But if he's getting voted in, and everyone knows he's an old minister, like probably the people who are voting for him are also a little bigoted towards homosexuality.
That's just probably, why he got voted. He's supposed to carry their thoughts. Church.
Yeah, well, you know, I got no problem with him. Fuck it. He's, I'm not going to even realize dude of the week because it wasn't that real ass what he did, but he won't apologize, which I like. You know,
he's in the running for real ass dude of the week.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't always have to have a real ass dude of the week, guys. That's the truth.
I like the drop, though. I like that news drop was hilarious. You just start talking about things and you know nothing.
No idea, doggy.
That's great. That's the way the news should be discussed. You just know like a name and
doggy. That is the way the news is discussed.
Yeah, this is a news gathering program. Do.
Those guys don't know shit. Just because they put a graphic that says that they're a specialist under.
Yeah, that's the difference. I could easily have Harrington and Shannon research these topics, give me bullet points with every single thing, and then spend 5 minutes reading it before the show. Yeah, that'd be professional.
But even you could just put expert of anything. Like you ever see when people like do documentaries or anything? They go, oh, they bring this guy in and they go, this guy is an expert in, and it's something real, real specific.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, let's say homosexual corporate relations. It's like, that's your fucking job? Like, that's your job.
That's also a job that you would be able to get. You'd go into a company that has a lot of money that's just trying to play everything by the rules and be like, well, you need a homosexual corporate relations manager.
Right, right.
Like, yeah, we do. Well, I mean, obviously, we don't want to get sued.
Right. You can't say how much does a homosexual corporate relations person make?
If you want to make money, if you work for any corporation, this is a great fucking scam right now, okay? Say you're gay. Say that your boss is discriminating against you. That you don't even need anything more than that. If you work for a corporation, you can simply just open up a lawsuit and they're going to just fucking settle out. They're going to shut you up. They don't want to deal with it.
Right.
Well, that scandal alone, just the wording of it, if it pops up, you're like, fuck, now we have to deal with this. And then this another group gets involved. And
like if there's a school shooting, there's like a school crisis specialist that'll come in and speak to children. And it's like, okay, well,
we just started shooting up schools within the past 10 years. So how did you know did to we? Study that?
Is it more of a problem now than it ever was?
Yeah.
I always feel like that's a thing in the media where it's like, well, actually, we've been having just as many school shootings. We just don't have the internet. But how? Give me the school shoot.
Columbine was the first one, right? That was 99?
No, that was the first one. That was the one that sort of started it off.
That was because 99 was when everyone had social media. Everyone was on the internet. It was a time. It stands out so much because it was a time when it wasn't just on the news. It started becoming in everybody's lives. And we were part of that generation as well. I'm 36 years old. When Columbine happened, I was in high school. I was in 10th or 11th grade. Schools are safer than they were in the 90s, and school shootings are not more common than they used to be, researchers say. This is from February 26, 2018.
But what this news is, what source is this? What, is from,
this, what news
know,
source is this? Let's see. Go to the top.
Guns.com.
It says news at Northeastern from the college.
Oh, it's from the college.
Well, they're not in high school. They don't know.
Let's see. Go down. 16. Since 96, there have been 16 multiple victim shootings in schools or other incidents involving four or more victims.
Really? That's
it? At least two deaths. Of these, eight are mass shootings or incidents involving more than four
deaths.
But
four is like an arbitrary number. Like, were there like 50 other examples where it was just three people who got shot?
But I'm saying there's only been 16 shootings? It seems so low.
Let's see, go down. This is not an epidemic. Mass school shootings are incredibly rare events. In research publishing later this year, Fox and doctoral students Emma Friedel found that on average, mass murders occur between 20 and 30 times per year, and about one of those incidents on average takes place at schools. So, yeah, but what about before? I would almost like to go decade by decade and see in the 90s how many there were.
I want to say 80s, one 70s. Of the biggest mass shootings might have been an old-timey school shooting. Like a muskety.
Like putting gunpowder in there.
I'm serious, though. Them off I really do think there was one of and those.
Walked into a little colonial log cabin.
Just bayoneting kids.
Yeah. School marm freaking out.
Kid holding up an abacus.
Yeah. It's like it was like back in the day when like classrooms were kindergarten through high school. So, do you have any sort of breakdown of decade by decade? Because I almost feel like it is, you know, look, you can't downplay, it's a horrible thing, obviously, but when you, I just feel like we waste so much energy on things that aren't real things.
Yeah, if your life is that empty that you get, it'll be like
a small percentage or something. Like,
well, aren't Lewis
like somehow if there was something between a man and a woman, if we spent all our time figuring out where that person shits.
What?
It's a lot.
It was a bathroom thing.
I missed it.
It's such a small percentage.
The trans bathrooms.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay. I got
it. Yeah, that's another thing. But even that thing, like, it's sort of silly. It's kind of a dumb argument because there's such an easy solution for that where you go, just make your fucking bathrooms unisex. What does it matter? You can it's pretty easy. It's not actually that we don't have to be school children, and because there's a girl sitting in a stall next, it's not like people are coming over stalls and fucking trying to fuck your kids.
It's a bathroom. People can take a
pedophiles shit. If I had a guess, I don't know, but I'm assuming homosexual pedophiles are just as prevalent as straight pedophiles, where they're you know, men touching little girls or men touching little boys, whatever the numbers are. I'm sure it's not that different. So what's the fucking difference, right? Also, you have a gay pedophile who wants to touch your little kid in a bathroom. So this whole concept of protecting your children is sort of a made up thing. It's not a real argument because there's nothing there. And I live in New York City where there's a lot of unisex bathrooms already, and there always has been. It's never been a thought. Nobody really gave a fuck. No, you know?
Pedophiles got to take a shit, too. Like, every time a pedophile goes to the bathroom, it's not trying to molest somebody.
It's
like,
true.
A pedophile could just be, you know, it's like, fuck, I just got out of work. I got to go take a piss. Like, I've been holding it
in. If you're going to molest a kid, it also has to sort of be a perfect storm of events. It's not just you're not willy-nilly just grabbing
on a whim,
fucking.
Just like, yeah.
Ooh, there's a hot kid. Let me grab him. You have to make sure the parents aren't watching. That's it.
That's the one barrier of entry.
Right. The one barrier of entry really is just making sure those parents aren't around. But in this day and age, you know, who isn't really watching their kids? There's never a time where my son is away from me long enough that he could get molested.
At what age?
I've had that.
Do you go in the bathroom with him still?
Yeah, for the most part.
How old do you think is the age to let him
where
go
he would go to the bathroom at a restaurant outside. By himself.
35.
At least when he stops pulling his pants around his ankle.
Yeah, he pulls his, he shows his little butt to the pedos. First of all, you go in there a little, you're right. That's actually the age.
Yeah.
When he stops pulling his pants down and presenting
when the asshole is
for
no
these
longer
pedos,
exposed.
Okay?
Putting it all out there.
Then I will stop following right. him to the bathroom because now he has to be protected. He's got right. that cute little tush.
He's in everybody.
You just ask him for it, buddy.
I mean, what are you going to do? He's playing in traffic.
At the trough with his pants around his ankles.
It's true.
Why did little kids piss like that?
Hawks,
like,
I don't know.
Why are we teaching? Like, everybody did that when they were a kid. You're like, no,
it's
yeah,
a coordination thing.
Yeah, you
it
just
might
can't.
Be motor
you can't.
Skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a little bit easier, I think. I think them unbuttoning their, you know.
And kids wait
dicks
forever
are little,
to go to the bat. Like, they'll hold it forever sometimes.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If they have to go really bad, I'd imagine trying to unzip, unbutton, take down, take your dick out is too much of a process.
Yeah, but I think between their penis size as well as their bladder size, they're not getting much trajectory off of that stream anyway. You know what I mean?
No, so. My kid gets a good trajectory. He's got a strong P stream.
Chip off the old
hits
block.
Him in the uvula every time.
Nah, I almost I remember one Father's Day I got drunk at a barbecue and my kids kind of wandered off and it took us a while. Like, we had to find her. And she was like sitting in someone's house.
What?
And we were like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, but the saddest part, and I'm being totally
get
honest.
Get sadder?
What is? Because I had a very real, honest thought.
It was sad, drunk on Father's Day.
It's my day off.
That is his day.
Yeah. But yeah, I just remember the thought going through my head while we're like panically looking for her. Like, okay, if she's gone forever, like, how much longer do I have to pay child support on that one?
Oh, Jesus.
That quickly, like, it entered your head.
Yeah, like, you know, it's just like, all right, I fucked up.
How old
up,
was she?
You know, shit, it's probably like eight at the time.
She was eight, and yeah. She just kind of wandered off.
Yeah, it was a block party. So, you guys have block
Close.
Parties in New York? Block parties, basically, the street will shut down and move all the cars off, and then everyone just kind of opens their house and just... music, barbecue. So you kind of freely roam in and out of anybody's house anyway. But
yeah.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause how do you bring that up? Like, how do you knock on, you know,
I lost my
show
child.
Up at my mother, at my baby mom's door to be like, hey,
how long was your daughter gone?
Like 20 minutes.
That's terrible.
That's an emergency. Yeah. Or that. Or,
could you find one that looked like her and see if it passed?
I think she would have known off the. Yeah, to just try to dress her up and
just like a boy haircut. In a dress.
Right. Like that old Bible story that just stole someone else's baby. Now we got to go to the king. This is my baby.
Well, I mean, what do you say?
I don't know.
You tell her you brought her to a farm upstate.
Right, right.
She had a lot more room to run.
Or even how do you go to the court and get that paperwork to be like, I just need some paperwork to have her sign and let me out of child support.
I mean, I guess.
You're still caught up on the child support thing.
Right, and they're going like, well, where's the kid? Oh, I lost the kid.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I've had like...
You should have to pay a lump sum, like when you lose a video. At
no, I mean, like, all right, if your car gets stolen, do you keep paying the note?
That's true.
No, eventually true. You got to work eventually it out with the bank and go, hey, I fucked up.
I don't have this car. That person's got to pay for this car now, technically.
There's no child to support.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the longest is
just
ever,
a funeral fund.
Because well,
that's what the lump sum goes
which should
to.
Still be cheap with no body.
He went to his with his mom for Easter a couple years ago to like a friend's, like out on Long Island. And
who, your son?
Yeah. And he came back and told me a story where him and a girl and another little boy, they're all around the same age. They're all like four or five. They all started taking their pants down and playing with each other's butts.
Mm.
So you can probably tell me the story.
It was like the Kidz Bop version of Cruel Intentions.
It was an Eyes Wide Shut party for children. Everyone was wearing masks. It was intense. And I remember like just being like in my mind, like where the how long was he out of his mother's sight where his pants could come off and they start poking each other's fucking buttholes? Like, and also to where they didn't get caught, they fucking finished up, they cleaned up, they had Easter dinner and came home and told me about it. Like, it was fucking crazy to me because he's never not been in my sight for that long. And then I started freaking out, like, oh my god. But then I find out it's pretty common. Kids like at that age, they do weird shit with each other and like,
what were you like, explore you each other's bodies. I'm sure you had plenty of time where you were alone as a kid. Like,
yeah, but I had a shitty mom. So like the shit that I did as a kid and the shit that I was exposed to, like I remember like I would just search through the drawers and like dressers and like I was alone so often. Like,
yeah,
I was left with my grandma a lot. She's like watching her soap operas. So like for 3, 4, 5 hours, like nobody would check on me. I could go into the cabinets and take food out. I remember one time I almost swallowed a dime. Like I just put it in my mouth and swallowed it.
But that's not about bad. That's just normal, part of being a kid. Like I had two good parents, but they were divorced. I was with my mom a lot, but she, you know, working, going back to school. I was just alone a lot.
It was a different time as well. I think just if your mom had you today, I don't think you would have been alone as much. I think it wasn't. People just raise kids differently then, and people are more independent. Kids are more independent.
Well, now it's even easier. All you got to do is just give your kid a tablet. They're good to go for weeks.
It is really easy.
Just go on vacation.
If you want to. And I try not to do that. My kid has a tablet. He doesn't even play with the tablet anymore. He has a Nintendo Switch, which is like, but even he's sort of getting bored with that. He needs he needs creative outlet.
Yo, you know what's insane? All right, so I've been researching virtual reality because I had a business plan for that. But
man, if you live in virtual reality, you gotta pay no child support.
I wanna know what this business is.
So hear me out. Hear me out.
Before we even get to the story, I wanna know what Dave is doing in the virtual reality world.
You upload yourself to the internet? I thought you gotta pay for shit.
I had an idea where I wanted to do a talk show in virtual reality. Like, similar to like the Gotham VR show. But I learned that VR is a very, very different world as I've been doing my research. But what I've also found out is, the VR world is a lot like the real world. Like, all right, my daughter plays Roblox. I got a daughter that's 7.
Yeah.
She plays Roblox.
My son loves Roblox.
Yeah. Roblox is in VR. Like, picture daycare. You know how, like, a daycare can be in a shitty neighborhood?
Yeah.
And the kids are just in that building.
Yeah.
But at any given time, they can roam out of that building, or people can roam into that building. Like, when they're going in through Roblox, they are in the world. It's just, that is like the daycare of VR. It's where all the children go, but it's still a part of the whole cycle of VR world.
You have to understand what Roblox is to understand the point he's trying to make.
This is like in watching the movie Inception for me. I have no idea. I'm so confused about Roblox. Virtual reality in general is just beyond my grasp.
What he's saying is so it's online. It's an online world where there's like hundreds of games where each one of these little people is actually a little kid. They have a name and
or a pedophile.
Yeah, this is
likely a pedophile.
Getting numbers.
Yeah,
this is terrifying.
And the little kids can chat with each other, and this is just an online world. And they have different types of games. So they have their own version of Fortnite, which they made. And these, I guess, there's Roblox developers, which are like, and they're really shitty looking games like this, right? But it's weirdly addictive. And these little Lego men, you have your own little guys, and you can spend money there. But you're right, because you don't. It's almost like, oh, every kid is in this. What he's saying as a daycare is like there's thousands or millions of kids online at any given moment, and this is sort of taking care of them at an exact moment. This is sort of a virtual
Grubhub for pedophiles.
Yes. Shit. But yeah, it's
also Dave, don't give me a speech about virtual reality because I'm expecting you to take out a red and a blue pill at any second.
Look, we got to wrap up somewhat soon. I want to answer some of these questions really quick. Here, let's get some questions going and then we'll wrap this one up. I got to get down to this passport agency very soon.
Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer. Give me a fucking answer.
All right, you can join the conversation. Social media, follow me on Instagram at Gomez Comedy, on Twitter at Louis J. Gomez. Let's see. We got some good ones. All right. This is late craptalism. Says, is Nick Mullen really dead? I think so.
Is he?
I think so, yeah.
I haven't seen him in a while.
I know. You know what they started doing? This is what somebody told me on the inside over there. They started editing together just all of old episodes and stringing together new bits. That's how they're releasing new episodes. Is there?
Oh, wow.
It's like fucking master editing. Like they're.
Well, they can afford it.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty incredible the fact that they're just going to keep that going. Like, whatever, Shannon, edit this part out because I don't. I mean, it's not my place to, you know, to fucking pull their curtain aside. But that's what I heard for you guys, anyway.
R.I.P.
So yeah, edit out that whole question. Let's go with this one. This is Beat Machine LES wants to know, what do you think about Apex Legends just as good as Fortnite? It stinks. You guys play it?
No, I don't play video games.
I'm not a big video game guy either. It's a free game. They were like, they're gonna fuck, it's gonna be the new Fortnite. Sucks
is
dick.
Is it similar?
Kind of. It's, what is it? Is that first person shooter? Is it where you look like you just see the gun, you just see the hand?
Like GoldenEye?
Yeah. But it's not good. It's just whatever. I keep on getting bumped from the game. I don't understand how to pick up weapons. I haven't been able to do anything yet. And it's just not connecting with me the same way that Fortnite connects with me. And I'm getting a little bit of bored of Fortnite. You know, I've got 5 wins, solo wins at this point. You know, I gotta, I don't know.
It's like Uber and Lyft.
I'm not a video game guy. I don't really give a shit.
You're busy. It's like people who have, you know, supporting causes.
This is it. Yeah, it looks beautiful. It looks really, really beautiful. It's cool. You drop in. It's a battle royale mode, just like Fortnite.
And it's called Apex?
Apex Legends.
Apex Legends.
Yeah. It's cool. You know, I just, I'm going to have a difficult time doing other games.
It's like the RC Cola.
I just don't. Yeah, I'm not a game guy. I've never been a gamer. I happen to get addicted to Fortnite. So, and I'm glad that I'm not as addicted to it. Like, even this morning I was going to play. I usually wake up like 7, 6 in the morning, play a little Fortnite.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, because I know so many people, especially how good the games are now, that, you know, that Red Dead thing, my roommate's playing that.
I played it a lot too. It's fine, but once again, I'm not a gamer. I'm just truly not a gamer. The same reason that I like Fortnite is the same reason that I liked a fidget spinner. It was because I could learn little tricks with it, and I just sort of get this. I get my fix in with whatever the
fad.
It's not a fad. It's it almost plays into like my ADD and I'm fidgety. You know what I'm saying? So like a fidget cube or a fidget spinner is good for me. It's just sort of like just the repetitiveness of it and sort of learning the patterns. It gets me. And there was a lot of that with Fortnite. It's like when you disconnect from the fact that you're playing a game where you're shooting things, right? What it is you're pushing buttons and spinning things in patterns, right? And you're getting more and more used to those patterns. And the more those patterns click, the better you are at the game. So it's, you're just, it's just patterns, right?
Do you realize if you were to apply that to the stock market, what you could be?
I apply it to everything in my life. It's the same thing, right?
Do you understand that that's what a lot of those guys do?
I'm doing better than most people.
I remember seeing a picture once of you like wearing a suit. And what? It was just like, you have that, like, to
no,
be.
No, I could crush it. If I decided to go down that path, I would have been very successful. And I thought about that when I was a young man in New York City. But I'm creating. I think it's very amazing. I'm doing taxes right now, and I'm doing, you know, just kind of
other people's taxes. Louis J. Gomez tax service.
Send my W-2 over.
But I think it's very incredible to look at, you know, what I do. I don't really do any physical or manual labor. Like, what I do is I have ideas and I have a mouth and I have words, right? And with my ideas and with my mouth, I've been able to create a living and create, you know, a pretty nice life for my son. That's fucking incredible. To me, I step back from that and I go, like, all it is I'm saying words and I'm able to... That's nuts.
The American dream, Louis.
But it's the smallest way to build your fortune, dude. I could see you with a commercial. You're getting a refund, doggy. Like, come on, man.
Louis's mother also made her living with her mouth.
Oh, come on.
He's just so beaten down, he can't even defend that joke. He's like, oh, come on. All right, next question.
Joad AMC wants to know, how often, if ever, do you listen to someone else's podcasts? Full disclosure, I listen to a little bit of every podcast on the Gas Digital Network. I will listen to usually the first few minutes of every podcast because, number one, I like to make sure that we're consistent.
Even Feeney and Cannons?
Yeah, I do. Oof. They actually have a great show. They really do.
All right.
The shows that I listen...
By the way, Feeney's going to be on The Thing Is podcast, which is also on Gas Digital Network.
Fuck yeah, it is. The Thing Is.
Today, guys, go download.
Listen good to me. Job, right now, Shannon, can I say this? I'm going to say this right now. Take a moment. If you're a fan of this show, Shannon's a huge part of this fucking show. She's an incredible person, and she has a really, really fun show. It's very silly. It's about relationships. If you love Shannon, and I know you guys do, just go subscribe right now to The Thing Is. Take a moment. Go on iTunes. Subscribe. Get her on the top 200 on iTunes comedy because of the Real Ass Podcast. If right now, if you guys subscribe on iTunes and you guys leave a comment right now, if everybody just does it, takes a moment. 20-30 reviews and things, 5 stars, it will guarantee put her in the top 100 on iTunes. Guaranteed. So just take a moment. Don't say, oh, I'm sure other people are going to do it. Take the moment right now. Do that for fucking me right now. Subscribe to The Thing Is podcast with Shannon Lee Hire on iTunes and leave her fucking review. Leave her 5 stars and get her some more followers because she's doing a great job. The show's growing, but it should be growing faster because it's way better than you guys could possibly imagine. I know she's a fucking dumb idiot on this show, but when she has her room to undo her belt, she can really let go.
Thank you.
Really trailed off at the end there.
She doesn't know how to feel.
Nike Shaman, or Nikesh Amin, sorry, wants to know, when are you going to...
The Nike Shaman.
I talk for a living. Words come out of my mouth.
Look, it's Nike Shaman. Look, Nike Shaman.
It's just Temple with a shoe on a stick.
Nikesh, I'm in. Sorry. When are you going to fix the website and launch the new app? Me and Ralph are actually going to do a podcast Monday. Realize Podcast is going to be a special state of the network address with me and Ralph. I know we've had a few issues in the past month with the live streams on Monday nights specifically for the Legion of Skank show. And we know, we're believe me, guys, there's no part of us that lies down and goes, oh, well, too fucking bad. It's something that, you know, it's a very, very big deal to us to deliver those live streams as they happen. This past Monday, we had to switch over to YouTube because the site kept on crashing. We think we have an idea as to what's going on, and we think the it'll be fixed by this Monday. But once again, you know, we will figure that out, and we will obviously be giving you guys some more updates. We're doing a few things here at Gas Digital in order to better deliver the message for you guys if there is an issue or anything. And to be honest with you guys, look, we, you know, we're not a technology company. We're a production company, and we, you know, we are absolutely doing everything in our power to make sure that we have the technology where it needs to be for you guys. But just understand, it's not like we're YouTube or Google where we have, you know, 100 coders on staff where if there's an issue with the website, we can just fix it. It's not like our producers like Shannon or Harrington or Bobby Hutch or any of these guys that work here, they're not web coders. They have nothing to do with that. We have another company that we work with in order to code the website and to build the websites and the app. And unfortunately, if something isn't working, we don't always have the solution on staff. We sometimes have to go out of the staff and you know, sometimes this happens and it's unfortunate, but there's no part of us that's ever lying down and going, tough shit. I mean, anytime something like that happens, we make sure that we address it and we make sure that we pivot and do whatever we have to do in order to deliver you guys the content that you guys love. So me and Ralph are going to do an entire episode just on the state of Gas Digital. We have a new app that's in development right now. We'll go into where we're at with the stages on that. But, you know, if you guys have any understanding about web development and app development, you'd know it's such a large undertaking, especially when you have live content that's being streamed. You have memberships, you have free trials, you have a million different types of cell phones, browsers. People are doing it on their TVs, their Apple TVs, their smart TVs, computers. So with all of these different components and all these little things that can go wrong, they are certainly, it's going to happen. It's going to happen once in a while, but I don't want you to think that we're not addressing it or we don't care or that we're just simply going like, oh, we don't know what it is. We spend an insane amount of time and resources to make sure that we do it. And to be honest with you, we have 20 shows on the network. Most of the time, the streams go off without a hitch. You know what I'm saying? 99% of the time, all the other shows happen without a hitch. Real Ass Podcast, how often do we lose a stream here? Very often. You know, it's Legion of Skanks, which happens to have thousands of people watching. And that traffic, obviously, there's an issue, and we have to fix that. That's not, it's no excuse. It just is what it is. It's something that has to be fixed, and we are working on that very, very hard. In fact, I have a meeting directly after this with Ralph and the developer. So hopefully we'll be able to give you guys some more answers on that. But Monday, look for a State of the Podcast Network address with me and Ralph. If you guys have any questions about that as well, shoot us an email. Where can they email us, Shannon? RealAssPod? What is it?
For now, just scamthatjew@gmail.com, scamthatjew@gmail.com, and I'll review those. And then
scamthatjew@gmail.com for both the Jew scams, and also if you want any...
All technical questions
for the network.
That's after that 20-minute diatribe about professionalism, send everything to scamthejews.com.
I would have just said the internet of the creek sucks. What do you want, Fed?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I also don't want to say that. Our job. I don't like giving an excuse and going, oh, well, it's not our fault. It's our fault. It's our business. It's our fault. The reality is, you know, I think that people expect solutions very quickly. You know, and sometimes we can't move as fast. You know, it's not, I think people are like, oh, well, you know, I guess it was this week, the Legion of Skanks episode didn't go up till the next day. And people are like, what the fuck? And any idiot could just upload it. It's a drag and drop solution. We're like, well, no, what you got to understand is we had a live stream of Legion of Skanks that the website kept on crashing. So we had to stop our stream, restart it. Plus Jay got puked on. We had to stop again and restart it again because Jay got puked on by a fan. He just was laughing and drunk and puked all over. It was ridiculous.
That's hilarious.
So we had a top. Now, if you know anything about editing, just that. Forget anything else. You have a 2-hour show that has ads and has and now is in 3 separate files in 3 separate parts, okay? Basically as simple as this. You have to edit those different pieces together. You have to upload that file. Just the editing and uploading is a 3-hour process. Just that process right there. Am I wrong, Shannon? Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
Probably. Mm-hmm.
You have to render it.
Yeah, you have
the video.
Yeah, there's all of these different components that have to be edited together.
You know, Zach.
Rendering takes a long time.
Zach edits professionally. So, no, it's not.
It's the only reason why I complain when something has to be edited out, because it's a simple process, but it's a whole thing.
It's not difficult, but it's a time-consuming process. And to be honest with you guys, I'm not asking Alex or Bobby at 2:30 in the morning to spend. They get out at 2 in the morning after they break everything down. If the show goes off without a hitch, it's fine. It's just up on the website, which, by the way, happens 99% of the time. But if it doesn't, I'm not going to ask them to stay up until 6 in the morning doing this. They can simply get up the next morning and the show can be delivered the next morning. I've watched Game of Thrones on HBO where it's supposed to be there the next morning on Monday and it doesn't come to the afternoon. And I'm not freaking out on HBO. I'm assuming something fucking happened, whatever it is. Okay, there's a million little factors. And it's not because people are incompetent. It's not because people don't care. It's just because things happen and roadblocks are going to come up. Luckily, Gas Digital has created a system where you don't have to pay for the content. You don't have to subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you are subscribing for the live streams, you should not be, because the live streams are all free. If you're subscribing, ideally you're subscribing because you want the on-demand library, you want it pre-release before it goes to iTunes or anywhere else, and you like supporting the shows. And all the libraries are up there. You can click play on any of the episodes right now. You get it before it goes anywhere else. It's still up. Even if it's a day later, it's going up before it's going to iTunes 5 days early. And that's that. So we're going to talk more about it. We'll answer your questions. I love the fans, and I love, there's just some people that they tweet at us and they're like, dude, fuck you. Why am I supporting you? I'm like, dude, please, for the love of God, if you're not happy with the service, don't hand me money. I don't want anybody to give me a fucking handout. I don't do this for a handout. This is a business, and you should spend your money the way that you want to spend your money. If you just listen to the free show, it's enough for us. We get advertisers. You listening, it adds to the entire value of the show, believe me. So, all right, we'll get into more of that. We got to wrap this one up. I got to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll be back on Friday morning, right?
Yeah. Yeah, who's Shane it? Gillis and Monroe Martin.
Oh, shit. Shane and Monroe, that's a fucking fire show right there.
It's
wow,
a nice Philly week.
A lot of black guys this week. I was going to say black.
Me and Pat are from Philly. Shane Gilbert. And Monroe from Philly.
Wow. Philadelphia representing here on the Realize Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.